G'day, this is Pastor Les Gomes from Transformers Christian Church. It's our desire that the message you're about to hear encourages you and helps you identify some valuable insights about your life and situation. As you listen to this message, it's really important that you think about how you can put what you learn into action. The only way you're going to see your life transformed is by putting the things you've learned to work. The Bible says we need to hear the word and also do it. Now, let's get into today's message.
What a privilege it is to be here with you tonight. We love your pastor. We thank God for him. I just knew one of these days, I said, I've got to get over to Australia. Aussie, Aussie, Aussie. Amen. God is good, and here we are. The devil tried his best. But his best wasn't good enough. I'm here to tell you. I'm going to be talking about faith is tonight. Now faith is. It's right now. So we're Christians. And I believe God's got a purpose for us being here. And we're not doing enough for it. That's what I believe. There's more to come. So I'm just honored to be in this house tonight. Like I always tell my husband, wherever we get an invitation, we're going. When we got that invitation and it was ready to go and we got our tickets, I told my husband, I said, we're going. No matter what. That's the way I am. The kingdom of heaven, somebody said this today, suffers violence. But the violent, take it. You've got to take some things. The devil's got your stuff. It's time for you to take it. That's not even my introduction. Why don't you just stand with me? We're going to pray a quick prayer. Get God involved. And then we're going to begin. Father, thank you so much. Thank you so much for these transformers. We give you praise. We give you all the glory and all the honor for what you've already done in this house. We thank you for the angel of this church, Pastor Les Gomes. Father, you blessed him tremendously. His heart is in the right place. Thank you for the vision that he has for this church. Thank you, God, for those that you have given him to help lead this congregation. We honor you for the word tonight. We ask for the Holy Spirit to help us, because without you, we can't do anything. But we want you to know we love you, we thank you. Open our ears so that we can hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say to us. And we give you all the praise and glory. And all the people said, amen. 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 Jesus' name. Jesus' name. You already heard the story of what happened to my husband. I'm a member of Lakewood Church now for almost 30 years. And so I've heard Miss Doty pray many prayers. Miss Doty is Joel Osteen's mother. And she would always pray and yell at the devil. No, take your hands off us. In the name of Jesus, we need him. We need her. Loose your hold, devil. You can't have her. And I began to say that in my house, walking around. I need him, Jesus, to go with me. I opened my mouth wide and God began to fill it with encouraging words, not just for me, but for him as well. And then the angels had something to work with. Some of your angels are dead on the rim. They don't know what to do. They're just hanging on because you haven't given them anything to do in years. And so we're gonna get some things straight tonight, man. And so I love this message of faith. I love it because it's so easy to do. God didn't give us something hard, but he gave us something that we could do. As believers. How many of you are believers? Ooh, wow. All right, the challenge is on. We're going to believe God tonight. Amen? I'm going to begin with a very familiar passage of Scripture, and it's in Hebrews 11, because my message is titled, Now Faith Is. Let's read Hebrews 11:1. And let's just read the first three words. It says, now faith is. What does that mean? That means it's right now. Everything God's going to do about your health is already done, because Jesus already died. On the cross, took the stripes on his back, and he said, it is finished. Hallelujah. And he is now seated at the right hand of the Father, doing what? Forever making intercession for us. He's making intercession for Dave. He's making intercession for Pastor. He's making intercession for Micah. All of us. Because we're believers. Now, faith is. It's right now. It's not going to be. It's not I'm gonna see. It's not coming down the way. Well, next week is right now. And that's where we get hung up. I'm gonna believe God for a raise. Oh, no. When I pray that prayer, I say, I'm getting a raise right now, today. Oh, God, I got two raises in 1 year. Unexpected blessings. Because I stopped saying, I sure hope we get a raise this year. What are we doing? Shaping our world, which is what we've done for years. Because the enemy likes for you to follow his plan for your life. But we're going to follow God's plan for our lives. The Bible says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for. Don't we have hope for things? The evidence of the thing not seen. We don't see it, but we know it's there because it's already done. Then the next verse says, for by it, that word it should be faith, the elders obtained a good report. And if they can obtain a good report, then I want a good report. That's why when this issue came against our life, I said, oh no, the devil is a liar. This is a lie of the enemy. We're going to Australia. It's already done. We didn't even say, you're going, did we? We said, we're going. We were together in this. We are going. Hallelujah. A couple of times he tried to make some excuse and say, well, if this doesn't happen, we'll do this. I wasn't in agreement with that, was I? I said, no. Almost got into it. You know, can't you know you can get into it about faith? But I was firm in my faith to believe. I had to get him back on the other side. See, the enemy will pull you over and have you thinking like him, but we couldn't do that. By faith, we will obtain a good report. And God's not on our time. His time is different from us. He's never late. He's always on time. He knew exactly what he needed. And we did everything we could to do our part. Sometimes we're our own worst enemy. We speak the wrong things. And we confuse ourselves in our own confessions. And we confuse the angels that are out there trying to work with you. Oh, she said she wanted that, but oh, now she don't want it. Oh, Lord, I don't know what to do. So the angels don't know what you want. But with God, all things are possible. Say that. All things are possible. All things are possible. Not some things, not a few things, not one or two things, but everything is possible with God. If God be for me, who, the scripture says, who can be against us? No one. No one. You just need to know that. It's just a couple of things you just need to know. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, because that's so important, look what verse 6 says. But without faith, this faith thing, it is impossible to please him, meaning God. Do you want to please man or do you want to please God? Because if you please God, you'll please man. Amen? He says, it is impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is the rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Hallelujah. Last year, as I was believing for that raise, hallelujah, I said, God is my rewarder. I work for God. I do my job as unto the Lord, and I work for him. And he will provide a raise for me. Hallelujah. I expect it. I thank God that it's already done, because God is able to make all grace abound towards me. We're not getting any raises this year. I say, you're not getting any. I'm getting one. Mine is on the way. Counterattack. See, back off, devil. You're speaking through her. Didn't Jesus say that? Shut your mouth, devil, and get behind me. Money's on the way right now. Hallelujah. They're preparing my check for me right now in the name of Jesus. Double. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And so when we look at that, we know that if we believe that he is, oh, I believe in God. The devils do too. And the Bible says they are trembling. I'm not looking for that kind of a believer. I'm looking for the man or the woman who is believing that God is the creator of the universe. He created all of this, and he knows exactly how to help us get to the next stage in our lives. Isn't that right? And so let's go over now right quick to Genesis 1, 3. Hallelujah. I want to show you something. Because God is constantly talking. He's a talking God. And we should be a talking people. The Bible says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. He created everything. It was void. It was without form. Darkness was on the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be. That's all I see. Let there be, fill in the blank. And God said, boom, fill in the blank. And God said, fill in the blank. He created the whole earth and all of what we see. And I've been out there in that water situation over there. That water is serious. We came across 20 hours of water. Amen. Hallelujah. In the dark. But God. And then we saw a tiny little island out there. I said, that's Hawaii. Really? God placed that over there. And said, we want y'all to be over here. Amen? We want Australia. I want him to separate them, put them right there. Amen? He knew exactly how to create it. And God called the light day and the darkness. And God made the firmament. And God said, let the water set. And God said, and God did everything by speaking. Amen? Do you hear me? That's why you've got to watch what you're saying. Because faith is what your mouth is saying. And then, as I look in verse 26, roll down, the Bible said, and God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness. He's talking about the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit here, because he's saying our. Let us make man like us. Amen? And I want them to have dominion over the fish of the sea. That's why when you go fishing, you ought to bring something back. fish, get in this net over here. Because I don't do fish. You know, I just eat fish. I don't want to fish for them. So I've got to call them in because I'm not touching anything. We should have dominion over that, over the fowl of the air, over the cattle, over all the earth, and over everything that's creeping upon the earth. And so God created man in his own image. In the image of God created him. Male and female created he them. So I'm created like my father. If you had to see my dad and look at me, we look just alike. We look alike. We act alike. We drive alike. We talk alike. But I'm talking about my heavenly father. How many of you say you're born again? Amen. You're born again, then you got a heavenly father. Now you've got that image of God on the inside of you. That's called Zoe. You've got God's nature on the inside of you. A part of you has God in you. He said, I want to make you just like us. I'm going to create you with some abilities just like us. And our Father is a what? Speaking God. Verse 7 of chapter 2 says this. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground, and he breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Breathe life right into him so that he could speak. Those are the abilities that God created in us so that we could speak to our situations. Because faith is right now. And you must be able to say something about your situation. Everybody's assignment before we leave this island is going to be this. Watch what you're saying on a daily basis. And then listen to what the world is saying. On your job, start listening to what they're saying. You will be shocked. I'm constantly saying, don't say that. You know, we have to say that to one another. Well, I'm just trying to let you know where I'm. I already know. Don't say it. Keep it out of your mouth. Be careful of your words, because the enemy is looking for words too. He's looking for words as well as God is looking for those words. Those words are powerful. God breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. We are living creatures with the nature of God in us. We look just like our Father, our heavenly Father in heaven. Anybody ever walked near you and said, Dave, you sure look different now. You don't look like the same old Dave we knew 30 years ago. Hallelujah, because you've got the nature of God on the inside of you. John Molina doesn't look the same that he looked 19, 20 years ago because he's got the nature of God on the inside of you. Shirley Molina's show don't look like she used to look. Amen? Because I would beat you down. Amen? But not anymore. Amen. I'll try to pray for you and help you now. Praise the Lord. So we've changed. Because we've made a difference. We've made Jesus the Lord of our lives. Now, I want you to look at Proverbs 18:21. Somebody already covered this scripture today. Hallelujah. But it's worth covering again. How many of you had a steak before? Did you just have one time? No, you had it many times. So look at the word. Deaf in life or in the power of the tongue. And they that love it shall eat the fruit of thereof. Where's death and life? It's in the power of your tongue. What are you saying constantly? What's in your heart? Because whatever's in your heart is going to come right out of your mouth. The scripture tells us that. Out of the abundance of the heart, your mouth is going to speak. Out of that heart comes death and life, because that's what's in there. I can just listen to you, Micah, and hear your heart. Can't see it, but I can hear it based on what your mouth is saying. Amen? That's why we have to be careful. How are you feeling? Oh, Lord, have mercy. Don't ask that. How much time do you have? Don't go there, you know, because now you're going to give me all the organ reports, but you haven't given me the report of the Lord. That's what I want to hear. I just want to hear, by his stripes I'm healed. Just before we came, our son sent us a text. Oh, did he call? He called. He said, Mom, did Dad get his visa approved? And I said, we believe we received. This is 3 hours before we're going, getting ready to go to the plane. He said, what do you mean you believe you received? Did Dad get the visa? I said, Christopher, you know exactly what I'm doing. Because he's born again. He's a faith man. He's been through some challenges, and he knows exactly what I was saying. I had to get him back on track. Other people were texting. Did John get the visa? Did John get the visa? You have to be careful who you tell. They were trying to make sure he had the visa before he got on the plane. I text them back. We believe we receive. All is well. Hallelujah. All of that helped. That gave ammunition to our angel who's working on our behalf. In the name of Jesus. All I needed to start saying is, Lord, have mercy. We don't have it yet. I hope it's coming. Those words draw back my angel and push the enemy forward to stay that paperwork. In the name of Jesus. And God's trying to raise it up and get it there, get it there. Daniel prayed how many days? 21. But an angel withstood him. But we don't see any place in the Bible where it says that Daniel gave up and started saying, I guess it's not coming. No, never. So we have to be very, very careful. Because once we pray that prayer, the Bible says, when you pray, believe that you receive. And you will have. Something happens between the believing and the receiving. The doubt gets in, sets in, and wins. Well, I guess God didn't hear that prayer. Then you better pray again because it's done. It's time to start over because you just annihilated it. You just killed it. And so we go back and we touch and agree. Get somebody to help you. Amen. Thank God for a prayer of agreement. Because now we can get somebody else to stand with us. And then if we have to put some tape over your mouth to make sure you don't ruin it. Pray for people every Sunday standing at the altar. And I tell them, as you leave this altar, it's already done. I said all week long, just thank God for it. And tell him I love you and it's already done. It's mine and I have it now. I want to give them the final word going back to their seat because the enemy is going to be in their ear the whole place, all the way back to their seat. I hope you don't think you got anything. I did, and it's mine, and I have it when? Right now, because faith is right now. Whatever you're saying out of your mouth is critical to your life. Death and life is in the power of the tongue. And they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Now I want you to go with me, please, to Mark 5. I don't know if this is going to be a two-part message. Still waiting on word on that. But we'll go as far as we can go. Amen? In Mark 5 is where we have a little situation here to help you further see why it's so important what you're saying and how things take place. I love the Gospels because there are so many stories there to help us understand what these people went through. And these people were not born again people, but they still got the miracle they were looking for based on some of the things that they did, which is important for us. I teach a class once a month in Houston called Faith in Action. Because I want people to know you just can't sit around like a bump on the log and think that something is going to take place in your life. You've got to begin to do something. If you know that praise is something that blesses the Lord, then you need to get your step on. Amen. If you don't have good music like here at home, then come here and wear out this carpet. Amen. Oh, people are going to talk about me if I get up there in the front and dance too much. Yeah, but they don't know what you're going through. And so you just need to lift your hands and praise the Lord. He's not looking to see who's got the best voice. He's not worried about who sounds wonderful and if you're on key, because John certainly can't sing. Amen? Gotcha. Amen? And so he's looking for praise. He loves it. The Bible said he inhabits the praise of his people. And so the first thing you want to do is just kick off your shoes and start praising the Lord. Hallelujah. I will worship the Lord with my whole heart. The message that I love in Psalms 103 is bless the Lord. I will bless the Lord with all of my heart. Everything within me blesses the Lord. Oh, Sister Shirley, but everybody will look at me funny. We're not worrying about how they're looking at you, because they're not making your needs come to pass. Amen? We're doing this as unto the Lord, because we're working on something. We're working on something, and I know he loves praise. The other day, Jezebel was saying, if your prayers haven't been answered yet, he says you need to work out your praise life. He says that's one for sure way that'll get things moving again. I said, oh, Lord, he knows what we're going through. Hallelujah. Let me get my old music out. I ran upstairs. I pulled out everything I could find. And kicked it in, and I started worshiping. I started praising. I almost lost it in the house, because he's at work, and he's running around somewhere trying to get that paperwork done. And I'm at home praising the Lord. Hallelujah. We've got to begin to do all that we know to do so that God can move on our behalf, because there are some things he likes. He's waiting to see, are they really serious about this? Because he can do anything he wants to. He's just, what are you going to do? Amen. What are you going to say? How are you going to handle the situation? Because something has to be done. Isn't that right, honey? Something has to be done. And so as we look at Mark 5, I have a story I want to share with you. It's found in verse 22. Do I want to go there first, or do I want to share this with you right quick? Let me show you Romans 10:9, just in case somebody might not understand how important confessing is. Because what you're saying right now is very, very important. Go to Romans 10:8. I want to show you something right quick. 10:8. Go there right quick. Romans 10:8. Your words are so powerful until you can't even get saved without confessing it. In order to get saved and become a Christian, to become a believer, you've got to confess something. You can't just walk up here and say, mm-hmm. That won't work. In order for the angels to write your name in the Lamb's Book of Life, you've got to say, I confess Jesus. I make him Lord of my life. You've got to say that out of your mouth. Because that's what the Word of God says. The Bible says the Word of God is nigh you. It's in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. And then it says that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God hath raised him from the dead, the Bible says you shall be saved. Now look at this. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Salvation covers what? Poverty, lack, help, wealth, salvation, healing, you name it. Children, people can't have kids. Guess what? Pop, it'll be in there. Everything is covered in salvation. New cars, new homes, new jobs, new boss, new everything. Because God makes all things what? New. Hallelujah. For with your heart, man believes unto righteousness. And with your mouth, confession is made unto the thing that you're believing God for. And so that's why I want to show you this little story. And this little story may take 2 days. I don't know. Hallelujah. But I'm going to begin. And as I look at Jairus coming to Jesus, he came a little different. It says, behold, there cometh one of the rulers of the synagogue. This is a big man in the church. He came and he gave his name. He named him Jairus by name. And when he saw him, he fell at his feet. Now, every time I see somebody falling at their feet or somebody worshiping Jesus while he's on the scene in that town, that city, that's an opportunity for me to fall down on my knees in my home, in my church, wherever I am. We don't see a whole lot of kneeling anymore. It's like it's gone. Kneeling is still good. Amen? Kneeling for prayer is still good. Oh, we can just stand and pray. No, sometimes you just need to get you a pillow and get down on your knees. Amen? Just fall down. Does anybody ever fall down and just get flat on the floor and worship God anymore? Amen. Hallelujah. Before you go through something really hard or you got a child that's really sick, you'll get down. Amen. But why wait until that happens? Do it now before something happens. Jairus had a little girl who's very, very ill, close to death. He's a man of the cross, if you will. He's a pastor, if you will. And he's coming to Jesus, falling on his feet. And the Bible says he besought him greatly, which means he really solicited his help. Jesus, he's at his last straw. He listened. He said, my little daughter lies at the point of death. I pray that you come and lay your hands upon her and heal her and she will live. That's where his faith level was. He's a pastor. But he said, I can't do it. I need you to come and lay your hands on her, and I believe she'll heal. That's where my faith level is, right there. See, right there. If I can just get Jesus to follow me home and just lay hands on my kid, she'll live and she'll be healed. How many of your faith level's been there? Amen? When you had to come down here, get somebody to help you, send 5 or 6 people, because I can't do this by myself. That's where the man is. Now, when you go back and look at Matthew 8:8, and you see that centurion, he wasn't a believer. He wasn't even part of the church. He wasn't even part of Israel. But he said, look here, Jesus, I need you to hear my servant. He's sick. He's sick of the palsy. He said, sure, I'll come. He said, oh, no, you don't have to come. He said, I'm a man on authority. I already know. I got people that I say come and they come and go and they go and do this and they do it. He says, just speak the word only. From wherever you are, I know my servant shall be healed. That's why we can send the word to America right now and say, in the name of Jesus, every demonic spirit, bow your knee to the name of Jesus. That's why when we leave here, we'll be forever praying for Transformers Church. We'll be sending the word back over this church to cover it. Now that we've been here in this place, we can send the word because we have that authority. That man's faith level was even higher than the priest, than the pastor, than Jairus, than the Pope. Amen. He looked and he said, no need to come to my house because I live like this. But just speak a word. Your prayer life ought to be so powerful that you can just speak the word only. We start speaking to that paperwork. I command that paperwork in the name of Jesus to be released, approved. I command that paperwork to be released. I command that paperwork to rise up to the top and put somebody on it who knows how to get a clearance for us. We had to send the word to it because we didn't know where they were. We don't know where the embassy is. We don't know where the office was. We didn't know who was here. We don't know who's sitting somewhere smoking a cigarette and got their legs crossed, the paperwork sitting there, and they're not doing their job. Amen? Do you think that's not happening? All over the world, people are not doing their jobs, and people are waiting on things to get done, and somebody else is supposed to give you $100, and they haven't done it yet because they didn't take the time to go to the bank. You got to send the word. We send the word to them, Father. Let your perfect will be done, because your word declares that all my needs are met according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus. We believe, we receive it, we call it done in Jesus' name. Jairus needed help. Jesus told the centurion, I have never seen faith like that in Israel. That's awesome. The time that he shared that little man was healed automatically. Jesus is not here anymore. He's sitting at the right hand of the Father, but he's still got the power and the authority to do whatever he needs to do in order to help us. He's just waiting for us to show that faith, to stand on it and not doubt. That's why when we look at this little lady, hallelujah, right in the middle of his blessing. Anybody ever had somebody interrupt them when they were trying to get something from pastor? And then somebody else just walked right up and said, excuse me, pastor, I need to talk to you. And there you are trying to talk to the pastor. This is what happened. Jesus is trying to get to Jairus' daughter. And then here come this woman with an issue. You know women have more issues than men? Anybody believe that? Put your hand down. Amen. This poor lady had an issue. She's been sick. She's got an issue for 12 years. It takes 12 years to get a good man trained. Amen. All the women said, amen. It takes 12 years to finish school. That's a long, long time. Come on, this lady's ill. And the Bible says she's in a bad shape. She's in bad condition. The word of God explains it. The Bible says that she suffered many things of many physicians. And the lady spent every dime that she had. All her money is gone. She doesn't have anything left in the reserve. The Bible says that she did not get better. She got worse. Have you ever been to the doctor and they tell you, we tried this and we tried that and we don't know if this is going to work, but we'll try it. And you're still paying fees after fees, and now your insurance is not going to pay for that. So you've got to go to this, that, and the other. The lady didn't get any better. But the Bible says, when she had heard of Jesus. See, you got to hear about Jesus. That's why we're here all day. When we hear the word, faith comes. Faith comes how? By hearing. And what? Hearing. And hearing. I play CDs all the time. CDs and tapes all the time because I'm hearing the word. And you know how many teenagers are just dancing to music all day? They're just dancing to music. They're getting that in their system. That's why they're so strong in that. When you see those little strings in their ears, they're listening to something. They're being programmed. It's not good. Snatch them out and say, let me plug in the word for you. Amen. I used to tell him, I said, what are you listening to? Oh, I'm listening to Cool J, L Cool J. I said, who is he? I said, you need to listen to the word. Then the next time I went back up there, she was listening to Kirk Franklin. Okay, he sounded like he was on drugs. And so I had to listen to him a couple of times over and over before I found out he was really a Christian artist. But I wanted to make sure that what was going in her ears was something that was going to build her faith up, even as a teenager. And so I bought her Christian tapes, Christian CDs by Christian artists, even if they had a little shaking to them, you know. But I wanted her to hear something about Jesus. All of our kids are serving the Lord. Both of them. And so this lady, bless her heart, the word says that when she had heard of Jesus, she put her faith into action and came. See, when you hear something, you got to do something. When you hear that Jesus Christ makes you whole, you got to start saying that. Jesus Christ makes me whole. You got to wake up in the morning and tell your husband, Jesus Christ makes me whole in the name of Jesus. You're walking through an illness or a sickness like this woman was, you've got to start saying something out of your mouth because faith talks. The Bible says faith without works is dead.
Oh, I got faith. I'm believing. Yes, I am. I sure am. I'm believing.
They're not believing for nothing. Because you ask them, what, are you standing on the scripture? Do you have a word on that? Have you got any, what are you believing for? When Miss Dodie was going through cancer of the liver, metastatic cancer of the liver, no hope, couldn't find the primary tumor, she said, okay, just take me home. Her husband took her home. And they began to pray. Where did they go? To their master bedroom, down on the floor. This is recorded in her book. And they prayed that the Lord would raise her up in the name of Jesus, because they believed that by the stripes of Jesus, she's healed. In her book, she says, and on that day, at that hour, that's the day I believe I received my healing. December 8th. At 11:30, she said, I recorded it. And when somebody would ask me, how are you feeling? Because everybody was asking her. Don't ask people how they're feeling if they're ill. Say, are you standing on the word? Encourage them with the word.
How you feeling? You still got that? No, I'm healed.
In Jesus' name. We got to change what we're saying because it's affecting our lives. This woman heard about Jesus and she came in a busy place in the press behind him with an issue of blood. That right there is against the Levitical law. She was not even supposed to be in the city. She didn't just walk up to his face. Jesus, I've been going through this situation. I'm going through. She didn't do that. She came low to the ground. She probably had to crawl in there, Pastor. On her knees, saying to herself, I sure hope nobody don't cast me out of the city because I've got this issue of blood and I'm not supposed to be around people. But she came anyway because the Bible says she had heard of Jesus and she came in the press to touch his garment. When you begin to hear the word of God preached and taught, constantly over and over again, your faith level rises. That's why you just can't come on once a Sunday and think you're going to get a whole bunch of faith for the month. It's constant. It's continually. It's all the time. Not just every now and then. No, I'm constantly. Well, I work at the church, so I'm there every day. Amen. But I've got my Bibles out there. I've got my scriptures on my wall. I've got CDs in my office. And this is my dad's Bible, so I don't have it wrapped up like I do mine. The one I had this morning, it has every scripture and every. Can you write in your Bible? Amen. You know, some people are not even bringing a Bible anymore. I don't have anything against CDs, iPhones and iPods and all that. I don't. But I'm just saying, every now and then, just go make you a writing in that word so you can find it again. And when you see it, it's going to lift your faith level again. We've gotten to the point that some of us are not bringing Bibles anymore, period. And that's how I got convicted. When I was getting born again fresh, somebody said, "You have a Bible?" I said, "Yes, I'm born again now. I'm bringing my Bible to church." They laughed at me. I was the only one that had one other than the pastor. Hallelujah. But I got filled with the Holy Ghost. And I started to talk in tongues, and the scales fell off my eyes. And I began to see more clearly that this word of God was for me. Amen? It changed my life. And this woman heard some things that were positive in her life because she had suffered so many things, she had no other choice. This is like somebody saying, "We can't do anything else for you." Anybody ever been in a hospital when they tell you that? That's devastating. I heard them say that before. That means we are going to let you go. Well, they let Miss Doty go, and she went home. They prayed on the floor. She got up. She didn't look any different. She was still 80 pounds. She was weak as water. Her skin color was horrible, but she began to quote 40 scriptures a day, three times a day, and she's still doing it to this day. She said, "I won't even leave my house to catch a plane without going over my scriptures first." That's dedication, people. That's discipline. I saw a little puppy in their house the other day. He won't even eat his food until after he gets a command to do it. Now, if a puppy can follow orders and wait on the master to give the okay, what about us? What about us? We got our own plan. God has a way of doing things. And he has given you a mouth. And he has given you the opportunity to speak blessings or cursings. You can have life or you can have death. But he tells you, choose life. So that not only you can live, but your seed can live after you. Amen? And this precious woman, here she comes because she heard of Jesus. And she acted on what she heard. Now, the Bible tells us that when she had heard of Jesus, she came in the press and all. But she said something. That's the key here. She kept saying, in one translation it says, and she kept saying, "If I can just touch the hem of his garment, I can be made whole. If I can just get out there and touch his garment, that means I've got to go against the rules and the regulations. I've got to go against the policies. God is able to change rules and regulations." I told him that the other day. I told my husband, I said, "We don't care about their rules and regulations. God's able to change it." Didn't I tell you? Amen. I mean, we had to get violent. We had to get violent. This lady said, "I've heard about blind Bartimaeus. He got healed. I've heard that Jesus fed 5,000 people, and most of them were women and children. They just didn't name us." Amen? Because they didn't name the women and children. If they had named them, boy, it would have been a host of people. "I heard that he raised a young man from the dead who was already in the coffin. He was her only son." She heard these things. She probably heard that this boy that they let down through the roof. What if somebody came in here and started tearing up stuff and let down somebody because they can't get in the front door, tearing up all the tile, and dropped that kid and that child walked off on somebody else's faith? Four friends. Do you have four friends? She heard about some healings that gave her enough faith to start saying something about her own personal life, because she's got a death sentence. She's just the same as the little girl. But now she has no one. Everybody's gone. All the bill collectors taken all they can take. There's nothing left. She said, I'm shutting this house down. I'm getting out of here. I've got to do everything I can do in the natural. Because God always does the supernatural. And she took off, went into the city. And the Bible says that when she touched the hem of his garment, she was made, what? Perfectly whole. Virtue went out. Have you ever been praying for somebody? You don't have to touch them. And all of a sudden, they just started getting healed all around the place. The healing virtue of the Lord Jesus. Because the power to heal is always present. It's here right now. It's present right now. Amen? You need to start wiggling yourself. You need to shake some legs. You need to start thinking about some stuff right now because it's already present in the house. You can feel the virtue flowing in the name of Jesus. This woman had touched Jesus with her faith, and it drew it out. Now, I know she touched him with her faith because everybody was touching Jesus. It's like the massive crowds go to these places to see someone. They're just there to see. They're not there to receive. They go to see. Who's there? Ooh, wow, they have those singing. Oh, who's going to be? Hold on. God saw all that in their hearts, and they got nothing. But the one person who came with faith in their heart and words flowing out of her mouth, because that's what was in her heart. If I can just get to him, I'm going. I'm going to be there. And when he comes through, I'm going to just touch those little tassels at the end of his robe. And I believe with all my heart that I will be healed. And guess what? She received her healing. Jesus knew someone had touched him with the hem of his garment with faith. And his disciples, oh, you see all these people thronging us. They weren't thronging them. They were thronging him. They were supposed to be the armor bearers to make sure those people didn't get around him like that. But those are the disciples, and they had some issues too. Amen? Jesus looked around to see. Okay, he's not him. Not her. Not show, not him. No, he's not the one. Oh, there she is. He saw her. Don't you know Jesus can see you and know what level you are at? He knew that Jairus was at the point where he wasn't able to believe God just to send him the word. The lady came with all her issues, and she was able to get out into the city, even disturb the rules of the Levitical law, and get there so she could receive her healing. And she got it. She came to Jesus, fell down, and began to tell everything. Lord, have mercy. You just don't know what I've been through. And you know, when women start talking, we got to tell the whole story. I don't want to know half of the story. I'm going to tell them the whole thing from top to bottom. Amen. So I know this lady was going wrong. She's told the whole story. I've been out here all my life. For 12 years, I've been going through this issue, and I've lost all my money. I went to that doctor and that doctor, and they couldn't help me, and they couldn't help me. She told, the Bible says she told all that she had gone through. And Jesus, with his kind heart, he looked back at her, and immediately he said this. He says, daughter, your faith hath made thee whole. Why didn't he say, I made you whole? I was in the town, and I just came through, and I made you whole. He said, your faith, your standing on the word of God, your trusting in me, your relying on me, your total dependence on me has made you whole. That's what he was saying. Your faith, your refusing to give up, you're not allowing the what they say to stop you from going to the next level. When I saw him pack his bags at 2:30, and get everything in that suitcase, loaded that luggage up, put it in my car. He said, can we take your car? I said, oh, gosh. He's serious about us going because he doesn't want to take his truck. Amen. He took our car, put it in the garage. After the enemy tried to persuade him, he went all the way back and went inside. And God had an angel inside waiting for him. Helped him to get through the red tape. Helped him to get through all of that discouragement. And where was it? Just sitting there. They're just sitting there. Well, how come they have, what's going on here? Somebody's just sitting there. Somebody's sitting around smoking a cigarette and taking a break. While we're waiting on this release. One day I heard a word say, released. I said, oh my God, I just heard that. I texted that to my husband. I said, the paper has been released. And I looked up in the dictionary, what does release mean? It said, it is finished. It's done. It's ordered. It's there it is. I said, thank you, Jesus. This thing's already done. But we hadn't gotten any notification. Hallelujah. Did we look stupid driving down the car? Enemy's lying to him the whole time on the parkway, going towards the airport, looking at the planes. You're not getting on. I said, if he's saying that to you, that means we're getting on because he can't tell the truth. He's the father of lies. He's the father of lies. He's telling a lie right now. Hallelujah. I said, just drop me off right here and go park the car down there. I said, because we're getting on this plane. Oh, but where to park? Where to park? I said, valet, see that sign right there? Just go right down there. Hallelujah. I said, and get me in because I got to go check in. I'm waiting at the gate. And somebody comes around me with a wind so fast. Woo, I got it. Hallelujah. You know what my last word to God was? I need my husband. Thank you for granting that visa approved. That's the last thing I said. What is the last thing you said over something? You either blessed it or you cursed it. Because your words are powerful. The same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead lives on the inside of you. He is going to help you with everything if you allow him to. But if you keep confusing your own man of God on the inside of you, you're confused. One day you're up, you're, oh yeah, we're going to believe God for the new house. Next one, I don't think we can afford that. Either you're on or you're off. But we're going to stand our ground. It's going to be like a tug of war this year. We're only, what month is this? April, May? We're May. We're not even close to the end of the year. We got time. And that's not what we're wanting. We wanted to let the devil know it's now. Now faith is. That beautiful woman looked at Jesus and said, he said, daughter, your faith have made you whole. Do what she did. Come out of that situation. Speak to it. Say it over and over and over again because death and life is in the power of your tongue. Shape your world with it. Let the Spirit of God that's on the inside of you, you are a Zoe type person. That's the nature of God that's in you because you are three part, how do you say it? Three part being, spirit, soul, and body. And you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Hallelujah. I got to stop. But I'm not finished. Amen? I'm not finished because somebody is in here. You already feeling some tinging. You already feeling some things going on in your body because of this woman. Hallelujah. You're believing God for her healing tonight, right now. If that's you, raise your hand. Who is that? There you go. All right. Stand to your feet in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Raise your hands to God. Say, Father, I believe I receive is mine, and I have it right now. Hallelujah. Now shout the biggest praise you can shout. Hallelujah. We call it done. Yes, we're in agreement. We believe you receive right now. As you leave this room tonight, I want you to tell everybody that looks you in the face, you tell them that Jesus Christ makes you whole. And then you say, it's mine, and I have it right now. Amen? Anybody else? Somebody in here is so depressed they can't hardly stand it. Who is that? You've been going through a bout with depression or oppression or something like that. Who is that? Things are low for you in your spirit. You're just feeling weak. It's not going well for you. Anybody else like that here tonight? Amen. Hallelujah. Anybody lose their job recently? And you don't know how you're going to pay your bills? Anybody? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Then that means the financial system here is working in the name of Jesus. All our bills are paid in full because our needs are already met. You already have a calling on your life. I guess you know it. You do. Amen. You're kind of like my son. He says that the Lord will have to come down and tap him on his shoulder to tell him that. He has already exposed himself to Christopher 4 times visibly. So don't let him have to do that. Just do it. Step out. When you step out, things are going to explode for you. Okay, you're getting ready to take on a wife. Oh, I feel the anointing of God right then. You're getting ready to take on a wife that's going to seal it even more. Amen? And you're going to be able to come forth. You're going to hear him tell you exactly what the calling is on your life. I feel it, I hear it, and I know it's going to happen for you. Are you in agreement? You know you're going to marry a man of God. Hallelujah. Be happy for it. We love that. Hallelujah. You're not far behind. You're not far behind. These are anointed men of God. They're following in their father's footsteps. They're in the Levitical line in the name of Jesus. Amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Stand up. Because I need you to get out of the box. Out of the box. You can do stuff. You're tight. You're holding on. You're holding back. When you hit that keyboard next time, hit it with soul and with action. Hit it like the angels were in here. You know what they're doing in heaven right now? They're praising like crazy. Hey! That's the way they're praising up there. We can. No, I want you to let go and let God get in your fingers. Amen? Get in your fingers because you're holding back. He's got more for you. He's got more for you, and you can do more if you let go. Amen? Phil, I'm going to give you a fresh anointing. Raise your hand and say, I receive it. Hallelujah is mine, and I have it right now. Amen, amen. Anoint these hands and anoint these fingers. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. You know what I'm talking about, don't you? Amen. That's a mighty woman of God you have there. Amen. Stand up, Peter. Because you're just as anointed as you can be. Not very many mighty men want to clean toilets. But you're cleaning toilets when we got here. That's a servant. Hallelujah. What a mighty servant of God you are. That's just like washing the feet. Jesus washed the feet. You got to be a servant first. And so allow God to help you serve in any capacity. I've served in many, many, many places for the Lord Jesus Christ. And some of what I'm being blessed with now is because of what I did years ago. Years ago. People don't always understand that. But you understand it. Because you're doing it with a heart of love, aren't you? Praise God. Be blessed and receive the anointing of God to take care of this pastor in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Anybody else in here with a call on your life and you haven't said anything? And you know it and you're just sitting there on like a bump? Come on. Anybody else? Got Jesus and he's all over you, but you haven't confessed it yet? Okay, all right. That's all right. It'll come up again. It'll come up again. Hallelujah. 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 Sir, what do you do? What do you do? A plumber. Wow. All right. We went from the restroom to the plumber. Amen. Hallelujah. Is business good? It's okay. Could be better. We need clients coming. Stand to your feet. Is this your wife? Stand with him. Because if two of you shall agree, as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for you. It shall be done. It shall be done. Not maybe, not probably. It shall be done. Grab hands. Is your marriage good? You love each other? Hallelujah. Are the kids gone? Not yet. Okay. It's going to get even sweeter. All right. It's going to get even sweeter. Raise your hands. Father, we thank you, God, for clients that are coming to this company, to this man's house. Thank you, Lord God, for overflow this year. Thank you, God, that you're able to bring people from the north, the south, the east, and the west. They're going to just turn out like never before. He'll have so much work, Father, he'll have to hire some more people to help him in the name of Jesus. Thank you that every bill that they have in their household is paid in full right now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord God, for doing it even as we ask you tonight, because they're in agreement and we're all in agreement with them. We call it done in the name of Jesus. Amen. And thank God. Shout the victory. John Osteen would say it to us like this. How would you act if you had it right now? Yay! Come on, let me hear a shout.
Yay.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Anybody else feeling healed? All the seed of the righteous. Come over here. Come on. All these little people. Come over here. These children belong to somebody, right? They are called. The seed of the righteous is delivered. How old are you? 11? 11? 14. All right. 15. And you love the Lord. Y'all are all saved. And are you all filled with the Holy Ghost? Do you all talk in tongues? Hey, glory to God. Okay? Because when you're beginning to get in school and you're having those hard tests, I want you to start praying in tongues before you go. Amen? It's going to rev up your spirit and give you more wisdom, so that you can answer the questions that in every place will have an A. Amen? Raise your hands to God. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the seed of the righteous that's delivered right now. Thank you from the top of their heads to the soles of their feet. They are blessed and they are anointed in the name of Jesus. And they will never forget that they got filled with the Holy Ghost as a young person. And they will pray in tongues, build themselves up on their most holy faith in Jesus' name. They'll be the best kids in school. They'll make the best grades. They will excel more than any other child in Jesus' name. Amen and thank God. God bless you guys. Love you. Love you with the love of the Lord. Anybody else need anything tonight? Hallelujah. Anybody want to come down here for prayer for anything? Anything? That means everybody's good. Everybody's good. Hallelujah. Then I want to pray for the pastor tonight. Amen. Come help me, John. Come help me, sweetie.
Hallelujah. I want the leaders. That's
it. I want the leaders to come, please, around the pastor. Y'all have oil in here? You got oil? Anybody? No? We have olive oil? Or anointing oil? We don't? Okay. I want y'all to lay your hands on him. In the name of Jesus, he's a mighty man of valor. Ooh, thank you. David, come on and help us, David, you guys. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father, who you want to pray? Me and John. John, pray.
Our Father God, we just thank you today for Pastor Les, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for the kindness and generosity, Father God, that he's shown me and my wife, but also the kindness and generosity that he's shown this church, Father God. He's sacrificed it all, Father God. He's given up his life, Father God, for the fulfillment of the gospel of Jesus Christ, Father God. And he's taken on the mantle, Father God, of sowing, Father God, into all of the people that come into this sanctuary, Father God. So we just pray, Father God, for a double portion anointing to fall upon him afresh and anew out of heaven, Father God. I pray, Father God, that he be filled to the brim, Father God, with that anointing, Father God. And everywhere he goes, in everything that he touches, Father God, it will be blessed, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you that he's making a difference for the kingdom of God, Lord. We thank you, Father God, that there's a great and many people that will be in heaven, Father God, and the reason that they will be there will be because of Pastor Les, Father God. So we just thank you right now, Father God, for releasing, Father God, all of you into him, Father God, and filling him, Father God, with all of you. And Father, we just thank you today, Father God, that you're doing a new thing in his life as well, Father God. You're opening up a new array of people, Father God, that he's going to be able to touch, Father God, that he's going to be able to be used by you, Father God, to be able to pour into, Father God. So we believe that right now, Father God, a new day has begun, Father God. A new flock, Father God, is generating to this place, Father God. They're filling this place, Father God, because they're going to have a desire, Father God, to want to hear the uncompromising word of the Most High God. And it will be found in this place, Father God. So we just thank you for the pastor. We thank you for his family. We thank you for his flock. We thank you for this church, Father God. We thank you for his finances, Father God. We thank you for his health, Father God. We thank you for his mindset, Father God. We thank you that everything comes from you, Father God, and it fills him up. And Lord, we thank you for him today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and thank God. Amen.
I was just getting an impression. It's nothing startling, but I think God has some new assignments for you.
Amen.
And I think you've actually been testing them. And, you know, you are on the right track. It's actually more, but it's not anything that's going to freak out the people or the congregation. It's just new assignments. And you've already been testing those, but you're on the right deal.
Amen.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Wow. Thank you. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much.